Welcome to the Auto Detailing Podcast, where we bring you the latest information in the car care industry with special interviews from the leading professionals in the industry. Now, here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Welcome to the Auto Detailing Podcast, episode 58. I'm Jimbo, your host, and today on the show we have Will from itsbetterwaxed.com, a monthly subscription site that offers samples of detail products sent directly to you. Itsbetterwaxed.com was established to educate everyone and anyone to new detailing products and techniques. They want to educate the world on brands many have not had the opportunity to try. Hey, Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Was there anything you wanted to add to that intro or any personal notes?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. That's the whole idea behind It's Better Wax, is to expose everybody to a better way of detailing on a more modern aspect, more different brands expose people to.
I love it. And when I found your company, it was so exciting because I thought, you know, we have a lot of car enthusiasts that listen to the show and a lot of detailers that are open to trying different products. And when I found your company, I just thought, this is awesome. This gives a huge opportunity for car enthusiasts and professional detailers alike to experiment with all kinds of different products.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's that's the ultimate goal, is to get people trying something new.
Absolutely.
Experiment.
So tell us how you kind of got started in the detail industry.
Okay, so I kind of fell into it. It wasn't intentional. I didn't start off, wasn't born a detailer. So it started probably about 5 years ago when I got an old beat-up Chevy Malibu as my daily driver. And the car was a piece of crap. It was covered in coffee stains and dirt and whatever else was stuck to the interior. The exterior was covered in swirls. And I was a very picky person. I wanted the car to be perfect. So that was probably what got me into it and exposed me to detailing. I was looking up some products and found a bunch of forums, Detail World, Detail City, Auto Geek, and all of them. Kind of started there and just kept growing until it got to the point where I was very into the industry and very into what I was doing, and started detailing for other people. Mm.
Did you start your own detail business?
Yeah, in high school I did on the side. About 5 years ago I was doing it as a side job, just to a little extra money on the side, nothing big. And when I graduated, I started the company, Exclusive Auto Works, and that was that's where it all started. That was a couple of years ago. And went to college, got to be smart, got to go to college, make sure you get your degree. And through college, I was working through Exclusive Auto Works, a company. And then the year I graduated, I purchased my first shop here in Massapequa.
Okay. And so how did the idea for itsbetterwax.com come about? You're there operating your own. Did you start as a mobile detailer, or were you just kind of doing stuff out of a random shop until you got your own job?
Yeah, no, I am a little bit of both. It was so much easier starting mobile because there's no overhead. But I found myself renting space from a local performance shop pretty much every other weekend. I was really intrigued by coding at a young age and paint correction. So I wasn't really doing too much washing and waxing. I was really trying to get into the coding market when it was really early, and I was getting into the paint correction market. Okay. So I found myself needing a shop a lot more often than doing mobile work. And mobile work was nice. I was just sick of having to deal with when it rains and other variables, when it gets cold, especially here in New York. We have like 4 or 5 months of terrible weather, and then maybe like 8 months of good weather, 7 months of good weather. Mm. So I was focusing trying to get a shop. In terms of It's Better Wax, that was that started about 2 years ago, the concept, when I was first making shirts for Exclusive Auto Works. Okay. And I was making tons of different slogans, just pressing shirts. I picked up a vinyl cutter, plotter. And I just got carried away trying to come up with different ideas, different marketing aspects, different slogans. Mm-hmm. And the one that just stuck to me was the shirt that I made that said, "Go ahead and touch it, it's better waxed." And that was the birth of the It's Better Wax slogan.
Okay. So you were using that slogan for your own personal
Yes, detail for exclusive business. Auto Works. It was just kind of the idea was for the shirts to grab attention. So instead of having to walk around and introduce myself at car shows, like, hi, I'm a detailer, or so on and so forth, it kind of spoke for me and started the conversation. So it got people interested, like, oh, what does that mean? Like, because it can mean a lot of different things depending on how dirty your mind is. So the whole idea was to be a conversation starter and bring more attention into detailing.
Okay. Breaks that initial ice between the detailer and the potential customer.
Yeah, exactly. And it brings in anybody to ask the question. It doesn't have to be a car enthusiast to start the conversation. It could be just someone with a dirty mind.
Right.
Okay. Who might have a nice car or a dirty car.
Right. So you got your own shop and you're detailing cars out of it, and then you're also printing these shirts as kind of a marketing tactic to draw more customers into your shop. And then where does this monthly subscription idea come
that
in?
That was Okay, so how that started was really random. I joined the IDA, the International Detailers Association, and started meeting a lot of manufacturers that I have never heard of before outside of the industry. Don't see them on Facebook, don't see them anywhere. And we were just talking about, like, how could we get exposure and meet new people and bring in different markets and expose people to better detailing products than the crap you could just buy over the counter.
Right.
Not to say everything over the counter is bad. Meguiar's, Mother's, they all hit the market right on the head with putting out good products. But there's a lot of junk that people buy and think they're using good or the right product.
Right.
So we wanted to kind of expose the general audience, car enthusiasts and detailers, to different products. And it was just the combination of multiple intentions, I guess you could say, because I started the website off as a blog for me to just sort of educate myself and educate others. Because I found the best way to learn yourself is to be able to teach someone the same thing that you're trying to learn. You can only master something when you're capable of actually teaching someone. So I used it as a way of sort of just blogging and writing about different detailing products and methods. And then from there I found, wow, this might be cool. What if I can give that same end user the same product I was using? Instead of just telling them, go in here, go there, go get it somewhere, go try to find it yourself, how about I send it to you and you do the same thing I'm doing? And that's sort of where the subscription box came together, the first idea.
So was it hard to kind of get these companies rallied around you to be able to send out samples?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of companies were really doubtful. It's a little difficult to get new companies on board. It's one of those things where you have to build a very consistent relationship and show them exactly how it's working to get the companies to be interested in it. Some companies obviously are very immediately interested. Who doesn't want initial, like, representation, marketing, and all this stuff. But the whole idea isn't to be a marketing source. It's really just a brand exposure, an educational company. So it's more focused and geared towards the members really becoming better detailers.
Right.
So it's a little difficult at first to get companies to join, but at least I used the connections at the International Detailers Association and relationships I made prior to even making the website to begin the sampling.
You know, there's a couple points that I want to touch on, and the first one is the variety of products that you offer through this site. And like you said, there's a slew of different companies and products, and it's flooded with products. The detail industry product line is just insane. And what I like about what I always tell, like, my customers, because I own a mobile detailing business also in Southern California, and you know, a lot of customers will ask me what products I use, and I'll tell them. And I personally use a variety of products. And I don't know if you've got a chance to listen to the quick tips in this podcast, but a few quick tips ago, I told guys, you know, brand loyalty is great, but the best product is the product that you like the best. And that'll vary depending on the detailer. So what I like about your service is that it gives the detailer a wide variety of stuff to play with and find a product brand or multiple brands that they feel comfortable with, that they like, that meet their standards, and then they can buy in bigger quantities from that company.
Yeah, no, exactly. You hit the nail right on the head. We're not biased towards any specific brand. I'm not biased at all towards any specific brand. It's if the product does what I want it to do in the way I want it to, I'm going to use it. And that's how the box is. I mean, every month I'll send a different slew of different brands, different companies, different product types, and say, here, go and try this. I'm not going to send you just one wax every month from the same company. It could be over the course of 6 months, you can have a full product line from six different companies. And from there, you can make your well-educated decision after learning, using our tutorials and guides to know exactly how to use the product. You can then use that to decide which product suits your needs in the way you want it to, without having to look at just the label and who makes it, but you can decide on your actual real-world experience with the product.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than spending a couple hundred of hard-earned dollars on some product, on buying it online, and then getting it and hating it.
Oh, absolutely. I have thousands of dollars in storage now at the shop of just products that I probably won't ever use again.
Yeah.
And then I have dozens of little 2 ounce bottles of products that I fell in love with.
That you want more of.
Exactly.
So since I found your company, the subscription model of boxes of products sent directly to your door it is a newer thing on a broader scope, but for the detail industry, I think I found one or two other companies that are kind of trying to do what you do. I think that the detail industry in some marketing aspects and some, I guess we'll just go with marketing aspects, are a little behind the times of mainstream marketing. I've kind of found it with trying to run this podcast of companies not really knowing what it is or not really seeing the benefit of it or seeing how big the market is for a podcast. Was that trying to run a monthly subscription box? Did some of the companies that you want to put in your box not really vibe with that model?
Yeah, it's really difficult. I try, like I said, to be really unbiased. So I'll throw in any company's product as long as it's not garbage, basically, or rebranded in the sense that it's the same stuff every month. So I want people to actually try new, good products. It's difficult when I find a product that I really enjoy myself, but couldn't get the marketing division or the team or whatever of the company to join in. In which case, I probably will end up bottling and sending them out myself just because of how much I like the product and avoiding them having to bottle it and do everything like that. Okay. Just because out of my own good conscience, I enjoy a lot of products. And even if a company doesn't want to be on board, that doesn't mean the product's bad and that my members shouldn't try it. So I still bring it up. I talk about the write-offs and things like that, products I use that haven't been featured in the box yet, because a lot of companies just aren't sure if this is what they want or if this is how they want to go about their marketing. But then there's other companies I've met that have some of the best marketing teams I've ever met. And a lot of people look at marketing as almost like a bad stigma to it. And marketing is like evil, like trying to get people to buy this product. That's the wrong way to look at it. It really is a false image. What marketing is trying to find your target audience, and they need something. Like, my members need a detailing product of some kind, whatever kind. What I'm trying to do is find that exact product that they want and they need and fulfill that and give that to them. Mm-hmm. So that's what marketing really is. And when you find a manufacturer that knows that what they're trying to do is not make you buy their product, they're trying to make a product and give it to the person that wants it. And that's the ultimate. That's one of my main goals I always like to keep in mind when finding a manufacturer, is their goal is to make a product that people want as opposed to make a product that they can sell.
And it's kind of like, everyone thinks sales is so sleazy, but if you change your mindset, it can be sleazy,
absolutely.
With marketing, but if you change your mindset to I'm helping detailers get better at their craft, and in the meantime, I'm going to be helping my company by growing it by helping other people.
Exactly. Well, all I'm trying to do is I'm kind of like a matchmaking service. That's all. We're trying to like pair up the right consumer with the right product.
Right.
So that's all it is. It's really. It's simple in that aspect, at least. Mm-hmm.
So on that note, how do you decide what goes in each box? And do you do any testing beforehand?
I fill a hat with pieces of paper with product names and pick it.
Seriously?
No, I'm just saying It's not that simple. It's really a lot more complicated.
You never know.
So what I usually do is I plan out pretty far out ahead with each one of the manufacturers, what their goals are, what products they want to push out. From there, I ask my members pretty often. I have a very consistent communication between me and all the members. Through email, texting, Facebook. I'm very personal. You'll know if you join, you'll know my name, you'll know my Facebook, you'll know my number probably. So I'm very close with all the members in the group. I like to ask them, like, what do you guys do more often? What, like, the seasons that are coming up, like winterization should be coming up soon, spring cleaning. So then I focus around what products would be used more often during that time and try to group each and every month together in a very simple theme in some ways. Okay. Some months are just scattered all over the place. You get one of a little of everything. And other months, it's very focused, like interiors. You got one company's cleaner, another company's protectant, another company's all-in-one interior cleaner and protectant, or a carpet cleaner, or something along those lines. So I like to keep everything cohesive to each other and coherent. So that everything works together and you're not just getting a bunch of random crap that you won't be able to use in the same day.
Right. Okay, so can we break it down, the experience from itsbetterwax.com? So someone gets on your website, they subscribe to the membership, then what?
Okay, so before you even get on there, I mean, the website really doesn't push subscribing too immediately. I'm not into just being like, buy now. So the whole idea is it's a very simple educational website, and you can learn a lot more about detailing just by browsing around on the website. From there, you would most likely subscribe using a coupon code, because I like to give out coupons. I'm not here to make millions off of you guys.
Throw a coupon code out right now.
You can just use coupon code ItsBetterWax.
Perfect.
You get 25% off right off the bat.
Cool.
Everything on the website. So simple as that. And then you can you subscribe. There's literally coupon codes all the time. Subscribe to the emailing list. You'll get another coupon sent to you. You can stack them usually. It's easy, and you save a lot of money that way. So then you would subscribe. You would get an email that you subscribed. You'll get more coupons sent to you because I really like coupons. And then from there, you'll get invited to the private Facebook group where you can communicate with all the other members of the group. I'm not really a big fan of forums. I think they're an old technology. Mm. Facebook's much more intimate and easier to communicate with people. You're always on Facebook. So we have a private Facebook group for all the members to communicate on. It's a couple hundred members. And then from there, you would probably have to wait depending on when in the month you subscribe. But the first of every month, you usually get your box, which is the first day or two of every month. So if you subscribe late, you'd probably get it right in the beginning of the month. You'd get it, let's say, the October box is coming out right now. Okay. So in a couple days, you'll get the box. Inside the box will be whatever products are coming out this month, which is Black Pearl, the tire coating, which is something that's pretty freaking awesome to get in a sampler box because it's a very expensive coating. And you'll get all the application tools. So you're going to get the application tray, the roller, OmniClean, the prep, the tire cleaner, along with written directions from me showing you exactly how to do the product. And then over the course of the next month or so, you'll also be getting emails with cheaper ways to purchase Black Pearl again if you would like to, along with educational videos and more Facebook posts.
Wow. Okay. So that's cool.
Very communication-oriented.
Okay. Wow. So if you really enjoy one of the products in the box, there's another coupon code to purchase more of that.
Always. Okay. Always, yeah. All the members, if you're part of the member system, you will get a discount to purchase that product.
Okay. Now, can they come back to your site to buy bigger quantities of each product?
No, I'm not here to, no. What I'll do is I'll forward them usually to a direct manufacturer, or most of the companies have their own personal website. So you'd probably buy directly from the manufacturer using like It's Better Wax or one of those coupon codes that will supply. So in this case, you can go to Black Pearl. You'll be able to purchase the product. You can go to Adams. You can go to Car Pro and purchase the product straight from them. So you'll get it exactly how it came from the manufacturer.
Okay. Do you test a lot of the products before you have them in
your
box?
Always. All the products, each one of them gets a handwritten, write-up on the website with pictures of how I did it, exactly everything step-by-step with a tutorial. So each product I used, tested, put through the rounds, made sure everything was good, along with came up with my own way of using it, precautions, and everything like that. So each product, you're not going to be going blindly with. You'll know exactly how to use it.
Wow. Just a side note, do you still run your detailing business, or is this the only business now?
This eats up so much of my time, it's unbelievable, but I still run my detailing business.
Wow. Yeah.
So I have pretty much no free time anymore.
I was going to say, you're pretty busy.
Yeah, it's very, very time consuming, but I enjoy it.
Cool.
It's a learning experience. Like I said, it's Better Wax started for me to learn, and I used it as a way to educate others.
Mm. I think it's a brilliant idea. So how do you get subscribers? And maybe for someone listening, who is your target market?
Target market is the person that wants to learn something new. Really, really simple. It could be, we have subscribers that barely detail, maybe once, twice a month. Clean their cars, simple stuff. They're not detailers. And I have detailers, professional detailers, that just don't want to buy gallons of products and waste all their money in order to not even like it.
Mm.
So the target audience is just the person that wants to learn more. In terms of how we get more subscribers, I'm not a big marketer. Word of mouth, Facebook, other members. It's a small, tight-knit community. Everybody talks to each other, and everybody talks to their friends.
Do you offer, this kind of just popped into my head, is there different, for example, a box came with like a 2-ounce sample. Do you offer, or in the future, are you going to be offering like where you can get a box that has like 4-ounce samples instead of the 2-ounce samples?
Well, each box kind of has a different size sample. It depends on what the manufacturer wants or needs. A lot of products come not ready to use, so they're highly concentrated. Mm-hmm. Like I've gotten waterless washes, like Enthusiast Only, where 2 ounces makes a 32-ounce bottle,
okay,
where you can use it. So that's basically like a 32-ounce bottle you just got there. And then I've had companies like Sully's Detailing Supply send me like 8-ounce bottles. The bottle of OmniClean, I believe, is going to be an 8-ounce bottle. So it's not always 2 ounce, and if it is 2 ounce, it could be enough to get the job done for a serious amount of time.
Okay.
It's usually more than enough for one car. If it's not, it means it's set up to be mixed with water and then last you a very long time.
Okay. So I was just thinking from the detailer's point of view, could they almost use this service as a...
product supply?
Yeah.
Most likely not. Or at least from my experience, if you're doing anything more than a car or two a day, it's too much. You'll
yeah.
need to buy in bulk. But you can use this service to educate yourself, learn new products, speed up your techniques, and ultimately save money by not, one, having to buy new products and try them out, and two, you'd find just the right products for each and every little niche market that you need to fulfill, so you know exactly what you need, how to use it, and you'll be more efficient ultimately, which will save you money in the long run.
Right. They could even have like their core products and then use this to supplement their core products, you know, every month and kind of play around with it. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just experimenting and trying to make yourself better every month.
Totally. What's a few things that you love most about your business?
Me? Freedom. Without a single doubt. One of the best sayings I've ever heard is work 80, like entrepreneurs, business owners, they work 80 hours a week so that you don't have to work 40 hours a week.
That's true.
I can never work a standard 9-to-5 job.
No way.
It's just not what I'm into doing. I like the freedom of being able to market in new ways that I think might work. Even if they don't work, I still get to try them.
Hmm.
I'm not held down with any strings attached. So it gives me the freedom to constantly be experimenting.
Hmm. What are a few things in the future for It's Better Waxed?
There's a lot. I don't want to say anything yet,
Okay. But
you should probably subscribe pretty soon because the way the coatings market is going, there's a lot of big changes coming to It's Better Waxed in the next few months.
Cool.
Very
cool.
Excited for it. And we'll stay in touch about that one because I do want to let everybody know soon, but I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag this early.
Cool. What's a few things that are exciting you then about the auto detailing industry as a whole?
Well, that brings the coatings again back to light. they've been around for years. There's been even a lot of technology in detailing has been around for a really long time. Like waterless washes started in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Even coatings over a decade ago. I believe even the company Nanoskin was one of the earlier coating companies, and they're not even known for it anymore. But coatings have been around for a long time, and I like how they're becoming so mainstream that the demand's pushing for innovation within the coatings market, as opposed mm-hmm. to there's a lot of companies using very, very similar technology, but then there's a few, always those small niche markets that are constantly growing and improving on old technology, which is what's exciting with this market.
Okay, so give us an example of that. An older, like what you just said, was an older, or using older technology and kind of bringing it back? Was that what you said?
Well, yeah. I mean, like silicon dioxide has been used for decades as a waterproofer and only recently gained wind in use in coatings on vehicles. Mm. The concept's old. The concept's very, very old, but using this highly concentrated amount and putting on paint on a car is pretty new. I mean, just 2 or 3 years ago, everybody's pushing to just use a strong sealant, maybe a Benzerna Power Lock or even Regex or something like that. Mm-hmm. Now no one even brings up using that type of technology. It's more, let's start using these coatings. And it's only recently that everybody knows about them.
Right.
Not just like a small niche market.
Right. What about interior coatings?
Those are pretty awesome. I mean, that's been around Scotch Guard.
Yeah.
That's the term. It's just like kind of like Simonizen or any of those words, Scotch Guard the interior.
Right.
That technology is pretty much the same, as far as I know, but there's a push for a much more durable interior coatings, which is pretty awesome. Like you can OptiCoat on leather, OptiGuard. Mm-hmm. C-Quartz is redesigning their, their interior fabric coating. I think it's all new now. I don't know. I have a bottle here somewhere, I believe. But, interior coatings are awesome because helps protect all the freaking white interiors and all these new bright, bright colors and things like that.
Yeah, I see, like you said, the whole exterior coatings is becoming kind of mainstream, and I just can't help but think about what about interior coatings, because as you probably know as a detailer, at least, and I know, the daily driver is more concerned about their interior than their exterior. They're concerned about the exterior, but not nearly as much
exterior
as the interior.
Exterior needs to be shiny. Interior needs to be clean.
Right.
Basically, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not even that well-rounded with interior technology in that sense. It seems like it's, like, the same. Nothing really pushing for a new, because everything works really, really well.
Right.
I was using OptiGuard fabric protecting. It was fantastic. It's lasted months and no problems with it at all. Easy to clean. Same with the C-Quartz. I believe, I was just saying, I saw the bottle. I think it said like new for 2014, which is always good to see companies reformulating their products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And making sure they stay with the technology, always trying something new.
Yeah, I have a client with a Nissan Leaf, and if anyone has experience with the interior fabrics on a Nissan Leaf, they are bizarre. And of course, he got like a light interior, and I was like, "Oh man, this is going to be expensive."
No, absolutely. Yeah, it's this is great. It makes it easier to maintain. It makes it save you money in the long run, because you won't be having to clean it as much, or as difficult to clean at least.
Yeah, I actually got wind of a guy or a company coming out from Germany, and a guy who is kind of a venture capitalist investor guy out here on the West Coast was in talks with this company from Germany about interior coatings out of a sprayer called an electrostatic sprayer.
So, I've been wanting to try that actually.
Yeah,
I didn't
too.
Want to talk too much about that, but I guess it gained a lot more wind than I had expected. Yes. So that whole electrostatic sprayer, I think it personally is still a very similar technology in the waterproofing, because there's only certain products that are waterproofing.
Right.
Mostly silicons or oils that don't let water bond to it and create a high surface tension.
Mm-hmm.
So how it electrostatically bonds to it, I'm not sure even with the technology.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen it, and I think it's pretty freaking awesome. And my only concern is, what do I have to wear to protect myself?
Right. So
that's a huge concern of mine with coatings.
Yeah, I haven't. I actually, from this guy, have an electrostatic sprayer that I've used for, because where I got it, found this guy also was from like an odor removal aspect. So, and then he kind of was trying to figure out odor removal with an electrostatic sprayer isn't super effective. And then he knew I was a detailer, so he started telling me about this coating stuff. And so I've yet to, I'm supposed to be getting some to try. But for odor removal, the chemical coming out of the electrostatic sprayer, it's actually a dry application. So it's not really harmful. Oh, well, I shouldn't say that it's not harmful, but, and again, I haven't tried it for cars. So
no, that's exactly where, if it's atomized, it's atomized. It could still get in your lungs. So that's where my personal concern is, and I just don't know. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, who knows what kind of chemicals are coming out of there. I mean, silicon could cause silicosis in your lungs.
True.
There's a lot of safety concerns, and you just have to be smart, though, about it with any industry, right. Any chemical industry. Obviously, you have to use proper caution.
It's even like water. I mean, water, we need water to survive too, but too much water, it could still kill you. So, you said, with anything, you have to know the precautions and take the proper steps.
Absolutely. Yeah, but the whole electro, if we can make that fit into a 8x5-inch box, I think that might be on to something, if I could send everyone a mini electrostatic coater.
Yeah, I've been meaning to reconnect with the guy because it's been a few months, but... when he was telling me about that, I'm like, oh my gosh, this could be huge, ginormous for the industry.
Yeah. But
anyway, the focus today is...
Yeah, whatever speeds everything up, obviously, like I was saying, with I like how taking old technology, electrostatic coating isn't anything new,
right?
But applying it to the detailing market.
Absolutely. So that kind of took us off the focus of itsbetterwax.com, so sorry about that, but I thought we'd...
Awesome. That's the whole point, exposing people to something new. So
yeah,
so thing that I don't talk about.
And not only do they, from just to beat the drum one more time, not only do they have an interior coating for that, but I heard they have an exterior coating that may be coming too, which would be very interesting as well.
Yeah, that's actually what I heard about. I had no idea about interiors. I heard about it used on exteriors, which is what intrigued me, since I've pretty much mainly use paint coatings here in the shop.
And I think they were talking about it takes literally minutes to apply it, and then there is a bit of a cure process of a few hours. But anyway, I don't know. I don't want to beat the drum anymore, but it's
absolutely. I mean, it's cool. That's definitely, you're helping get this guy exposure.
Cool. Yeah, right. And he's not even an advertiser. Anyway, so if people want to sign up for It's Better Wax, they love everything that you've said. They're very interested. How do they find you? If they want to connect with you, where do they go to find you?
If they want to connect with me, easy. Facebook. You'll see me on any one of the detailing groups communicating, talking about it. If not, just go on the It's Better Wax Facebook page and be like, hey, Will, I want to talk to you. You'll have a talk with me, no problem. That, or you can find me, you can just directly email me, which would just be info@itsbetterwax.com. And that's pretty much the easiest way to get in touch with me is Facebook. I'm in any one of the detailing groups. I hold a detailer, detailer's buddies. You can also just join the It's Better Wax Facebook group, which you can just find by searching It's Better Wax in Facebook. And you'll get in touch with me, Will Russell. You'll be able to ask me anything. If you have any questions about detailing, about the box, anything like that, and I'll be available, make myself available to talk.
Awesome, and I'll link all those links at the show notes at autodetailingpodcast.com/itsbetterwax. So just head on, if you don't remember any of those, just head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com/itsbetterwax. I'll put your email in there, Will, and I'll link up all the Facebook pages.
Awesome. Great. I appreciate it.
Cool. Thanks for taking the time today. I know your schedule's hectic, so I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with us.
Yeah, no problem at all, Jim. My pleasure.
Auto Detailing Podcast listeners, I hope you got so much value out of that interview with Will from itsbetterwax.com. If you're interested at all in his service, you can just head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com/itsbetterwaxed. Or you could just search It's Better Waxed in our search bar at autodetailingpodcast.com. This podcast would be nothing without you guys listening, so I just want to thank you again for listening. And if you've received any value at all through any of our episodes, please head on over to iTunes and write us a review. 5-star rating and review would be amazing and would help us to reach other auto detailers and car enthusiasts just like you. So to get to that link to write us a rating and review, just head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com. We appreciate all the ratings and reviews all you guys have already left us. And if you want to connect with us as well here at the podcast, you can just head on over to facebook.com/autodetailingpodcast or shoot me an email, Jimbo, J-I-M-B-O, at autodetailingpodcast.com. But I really want today's episode focus to be on Will with It's Better Waxed. Head on over to his website, help him out, support him, sign up for the membership, and let's bring value back to him for him bringing all the value to us. All right, we'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks again.